Michaela Wooler is joining us here this morning from the Lincoln County Republicans. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We had Karen in yesterday. I think we had a mix-up on our schedule, so we got her yesterday, and now we got you today. But that's okay, because I think yesterday we said the wrong day a couple times, so let's clear it all up here for the Lincoln County Republicans. You guys have an event on Saturday.
We do at the Cody Park Pavilion. We are going to host an event that we have titled Celebrate Families, Celebrate Freedom.
Okay.
It's on Saturday, July 29th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Awesome.
At the main pavilion right next to the rides.
Right. You got the rides right next door, and I think there's going to be some watermelon there.
We're going to have a free watermelon feed. We're going to have games, prizes. We have Captain Jim Parrish from the Nebraska State Patrol, retired, is coming and going to do a couple of flag etiquette demonstrations for us. There's going to be a gentleman from the Nebraska Firearm Owners Association coming to talk to us about gun ownership and gun rights in Nebraska.
Okay.
And just, you know, we want people to come out and check us out. We're going to have some fun. There's plenty of games. We have a duck game that we can play, a coin drop game. We're going to have a couple of cornhole games set up. Just an opportunity for people in Lincoln County to come out and see what the Nebraska Lincoln County Republican Party does in the community.
Okay.
We've grown our membership a lot in the last 2 years, and going to all of the village parades, we participated in the Nebraska Land Day Parade. We just want people to have an opportunity to come out and talk to us, see what we're all about, see what we represent.
Yeah, find a community, you know, it might be a community you want to be a part of, and you know, talk with like-minded folks around with you. So, and bring your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring the family. Senator Mike Jacobson has donated a couple of football tickets to us that we are going to raffle off. They are for any non-conference game in 2023, and whoever is the lucky winner of these tickets will need to select which game they're going to go to by August 15th.
Okay.
Karen Tallman from Tallman's Jewelry has donated some jewelry that we're going to give away as prizes. My ranch has donated some ground beef that we're going to give away as prizes. I believe members are also bringing other things. So just come out, see what we're all about, ask questions, and maybe win some great prizes.
Those are some Nebraska prizes right there. You got football, beef, and jewelry. I mean, not bad. I think we got people covered there.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the rides are right there.
Yeah.
Cody Park has wonderful ice cream. And, you know, the fair's going to be going on out at the fairgrounds. And so we felt like it was a great opportunity for people that are going to be in town to come out and have some fun. Ask some questions, see what we're all about.
Yeah, if you're going out to the fair, stop by for a half hour, an hour, and, you know, maybe get some watermelon and talk with folks. And, you know, I talked with Karen about that flag folding etiquette ceremony or demonstration. That's pretty important to teach the younger kids.
I really feel like it is, and not just younger kids. You know, if you drive around town and you see some flags that are getting a little wind whipped, Jim will also be addressing, you know, proper disposal of flags and where you can take them. There are several drop boxes around town, and then they are disposed of respectfully and properly. I believe he works with the Boy Scout troops and teaching them also. So he's very passionate about it, and I was excited when he agreed to come out and do this with us.
That'll be Saturday again at Cody Park Pavilion, 5 to 8. So bring the family out for the Lincoln County Republicans Celebrate Family, Celebrate Freedom event. Anything else this morning, Michaela, you'd like to touch on?
No, I believe that takes care of it. We know it's been awfully hot, and so we selected evening hours. Maybe it'll be a little cooler. We'll have plenty of water and iced tea, and there's always the ice cream next door.
Yeah, so you can always cool off at Cody Park with that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to a good event on Saturday again at Cody Park Pavilion.
Very good. Thanks, Tanner, for letting us come in.